The following is a Srila Prabhupada Disappearance Day lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on November 1st, 2008, in Kaliningrad, Russia.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Balakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So today is a very, very auspicious day.
Итак, сегодня очень-очень благоприятный день.
It may seem inauspicious, but actually it is auspicious.
С одной стороны, он неблагоприятный, но с другой стороны, он очень благоприятный.
Today is the disappearance day of our beloved founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Didandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada.
Сегодня день ухода нашего возлюбленного Ачарьи, основателя Дронавчи Сами Кришны, Бхактивиданта Сами Шилпуртана.
How could we think that the departure day of our spiritual master could be auspicious?
Вы можете подумать, как же уход нашего возлюбленного духовного учителя может быть благоприятным.
Normally, when somebody dies, we think it's the most horrible thing.
Обычно, когда кто-то умирает, мы думаем, что это очень ужасно.
But for the pure devotee of the Lord, whether he is appearing or he is disappearing, it is equally auspicious.
Но для чистого преданного Господа и его явление, и его уход одинаково благоприятны для окружающих.
Just like there's a door here.
Подобное вот этой двери.
When somebody walks through the door, they are disappearing from one side of the door and appearing on the other side of the door. In other words, disappearance means appearance. An appearance means disappearance. When the pure devotee disappears from this place, he appears somewhere else.
Поэтому, когда чистый преданный уходит из одного места, он соответственно появляется в каком-то доме.
And when he appears here, he disappeared from somewhere else.
Если он появляется здесь, то, соответственно, в другом месте его нет.
So, it is simply a matter of his pastime, that's all.
И в этом заключается его игра.
So, there is nothing to lament.
Поэтому, в действительности, сокрушаться не о чем.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur states in this connection, he reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die. When thou art living still in sound, and living try to spread the holy name around.
То есть, когда они уходят из этого мира, они продолжают жить в звуке, а когда они живут в этом мире,
In other words, the great Vaishnavas never die. They remain eternally present in the form of their transcendental sound vibrations. So Srila Prabhupada, even though it may appear that he is no longer physically present with us, he is very much present with us. In fact, Srila Prabhupada is just as present now as he was when he started the movement in 1966. He is just as much present now as he was in
1966.
For those who take shelter of his teachings, in other words, the pure devotee is always present in the form of his teachings. There are two different forms of the spiritual master. One form is his physical presence. This is called vapu. The other is his teachings, his vibrational presence. These are called vani. So, of the two present types of presence, Prabhupada told us that vani is more important than vapu. The physical form is very nice when we can actually see Srila Prabhupada standing in front of us. When we can sit at his lotus feet while he's giving a class from the Vyasa Sun, it's very, very nice. But even more important than his physical presence are his teachings. Because the Vapu is sometimes present and sometimes not present. But the teachings are always present. The disciple takes the teachings, the instructions of his spiritual master, as his greatest treasure. He keeps them in his heart. And he obeys them very carefully. He does not neglect the instructions of his spiritual master. He takes them as his very life and soul. So in this way, by obeying the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, which are given in his books, we have many books on the book table. There is our book table over there. Vainagita Maharaji is sitting there with the book table. You will have an opportunity to look at the books today. Especially we recommend the books written by Prabhupada. They are the most important books. Because by reading Prabhupada's books, you're getting direct connection with Srila Prabhupada. You're getting the association of the greatest spiritual master of the modern age. So, we can speak some more words. It is suitable opportunity to glorify Srila Prabhupada.
слов, потому что это очень подходящее событие с день уходящего Прабхупады.
And we can also ask you all, whoever would like to make some words of praise of Srila Prabhupada, can come forward and speak as well.
И также мы хотели вас попросить, если у кого-то есть желание произнести что-то в прославление Шрилы Прабхупады, также вы можете быть и также.
This festival is also celebrated in Vrindavan every year, Prabhupada's disappearance day. It's a very, very big festival day. Devotees come from all over the world. And we sit all day and hear many, many devotees giving their homages to Srila Prabhupada.
И когда мы собираемся вместе, и очень много преданных делится своим нектаром о Шриле Прабхупаде.
And then we have some worship of Srila Prabhupada after that, and then a very nice feast.
И потом мы проводим поклонение Шриле Прабхупаде, и в конце замечательный пир.
So today we have the wonderful opportunity to also participate in the celebrations for Srila Prabhupada's disappearance.
И поэтому у нас сегодня есть такая замечательная возможность также принять участие в этом фестивале
as well as an initiation ceremony.
И также у нас сегодня будет происходить церемония инициации.
Therefore, today is doubly auspicious.
Поэтому сегодня дважды благоприятный момент и день.
Initiation ceremonies give great pleasure to Srila Prabhupada.
Церемония инициации доставляла огромное удовольствие и удовлетворение Шриле Прабхупаде.
Because it means that more and more souls are taking seriously his teachings.
Поскольку это означало, что все больше и больше душ принимает серьез наставления и практику, которые давал Шриле Прабхупаде.
So, Srila Prabhupada had a great impact on my life.
На самом деле Шрила Прабхупада оказал огромнейшее влияние.
I was a frustrated youth who wanted to know the purpose of my existence. My teachers and parents wanted me to be successful in my college studies. But I was more interested to know what is the purpose of life. No one could tell me. Not one of my professors could tell me. Not one of my fellow students in the dormitory could tell me. None of the books that we were reading could tell me. I was completely in the dark. What was the purpose of my life? I didn't know. They just wanted me to, don't worry about that, but just make good grades and get a good job, make some good money and get a house and get some wife and some kids. You know, that's all they wanted me to do, you see. But I thought, what is the use of that? I'm just going to get sick and I'm going to get old and I'm going to die. Why should I work hard just to get old and die? It didn't make sense. I just knew there had to be something more to life than that. So that was the fall of 1965 that I began my quest. It took me 5.5 years until I found
Prabhupada.
Those 5.5 years were a very difficult struggle.
Годами, это было очень тяжелое время.
But I was received the greatest reward of all, the shelter of the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada.
No.
Нама ом Вишну Падая Кришна Престая Бутале Шримате Бхакти Веданта Шаминитти Намине Намасте Сарасвате Деве Гауравани Прачарине Nyavishesha Shunyavadi Pashtajyate Shatarine. So, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, I've been blessed with this Krishna consciousness. And on his order, I am traveling all over the world to give this knowledge. Because Prabhupada wants each and every one of you to become completely happy. Completely free from all anxiety. This is what Prabhupada wants. So on this day, we can remember his great saintly qualities. That greatest of all qualities of Srila Prabhupada is his compassion. He could not tolerate to see the people of this world suffering. Therefore, he dedicated everything to making the world happy. So, if we can take advantage of this mercy of Srila Prabhupada, then we can become happy. Why suffer? Is there any reason to suffer? Would any of you like to suffer? Anybody like to suffer? If we can just take advantage of this mercy of Srila Prabhupada, then we become completely free from all suffering. Prabhupada was so merciful. He had so many godbrothers in India. They would not think of coming to the West to spread Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada took all risk of his personal comfort, his safety. He suffered two heart attacks on the boat. He had no money. Can you imagine going to United States of America with no money? How to survive there? Somehow Krishna took care of him. I mean, how can a 70-year-old man who suffered two heart attacks and only has 40 rupees, which now is less than $1, it was about $8 then, how can he expect to start a worldwide movement? I mean, how can he even expect to survive? What to speak of starting a movement? Is it? I mean, it's amazing he could even survive. What to speak of starting an international society, spreading Krishna Bhakti all over the whole world?
Даже речь не может идти о том, чтобы даже просто выжить, не говоря уже о том, чтобы начать
How is it possible that Prabhupada could do this? This is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartana. Unless one has the Shakti of Krishna, it is not possible to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. So in other words, because Prabhupada had the empowerment from Krishna, therefore he was able to do what no one in the history of the world had ever done before. There is no guru like Srila Prabhupada. Even Lord Chaitanya only spread Krishna consciousness within India. Srila Prabhupada is the only acharya who was empowered to inundate the whole world with Krishna bhakti. But now he is empowering his followers with his full Shakti. He said, if you're actually my disciple, you must do two or three times as much as I have done. So this is Srila Prabhupada was empowered to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. He's empowering his disciples and grand disciples to do the same thing. Therefore, I like to, when I tell people what is our sampradaya, I explain it like this. When I tell people what is our sampradaya, I explain it like this. We are the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Prabhupada Sampradaya. We here in ISKCON have a special Shakti coming from Prabhupada for making the whole world Krishna conscious. It is a revolutionary movement, ISKCON. Prabhupada was the greatest spiritual revolutionary. And his movement, ISKCON, is the greatest spiritual revolutionary movement. So where does that revolution begin? Do you know where you begin the revolution? Can anybody say, besides Mataji? She knows everything. Can anyone besides Damodar also? He's been on the road and he knows he knows this one. Yeah, it begins right here. The revolution begins in our own hearts. If you can revolutionize your own heart, you see, then you can revolutionize the whole world. So therefore, to please Prabhupada, each and every one of us has to become a pure devotee. Therefore, we have some rules and regulations to help us to become pure devotees. No illicit sex. No meat eating. No intoxication. No gambling. And chant at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day. if you will strictly follow these rules and regulations, you will become a pure devotee. And you'll be empowered to go back to home, back to Godhead. And to help other people to do the same thing. Therefore, this is very much emphasized, to chant the 16 rounds daily and follow these four principles. So this is all by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He is so great personality. Such compassion he manifested. And his compassion was so powerful, he inspired us to be compassionate also. To take all trouble upon ourselves for the sake of giving others Krishna consciousness. This is the proof of Srila Prabhupada's compassion. That he empowered thousands and thousands of disciples to manifest compassion also. So I can ask now for others to speak some words in glorification of Srila Prabhupada. Beginning with the senior most devotee here, Vishnu Priya Maharaj. I can't hear you. All right. Yeah, now we will sing a very wonderful song. Does anybody have a song in a songbook in English? I don't think so.